I'm Eben Moglen, and we're speaking in Iceland at the Conference on Freedom to Think, organized by FSFI. The subject of our meeting is the ownership of ideas as an idea whose time has come and gone. In the 20th century, the technology of making and communicating ideas was industrialized by Thomas Edison and all the brilliant inventors who followed him. The moving picture, the telegraph, the telephone, the sound recording, the great instruments of 19th century technological progress became an industrial system for the making of ideas. The book, the first great mass-produced article of Western culture, became the textbook, the commercial product which determined what children could learn. Everywhere in the 20th century, ideas became mobile, and millions and hundreds of millions and then billions of people acquired the possibility of education and aesthetic gratification from the transmissibility of ideas. But along with the wonderful technology of communication came the legal technology of ownership. Industrial society believed that everything that was made was something that someone had to own. And out of those requirements for ownership sprang a copyright law which lasts longer than the life of the creator, and a patent law which hands out 20-year monopolies on ideas that no one else is allowed to use or understand or improve without payment of royalties to those who claim to own. All of this at a time when the growth of digital technology brings us a 21st century that could be conclusively, revolutionarily different than the 20th century was. In the 21st century, the technology of digital communication allows each of us to be no longer a consumer, but a producer, a shaper of ideas and culture, a manufacturer of the new out of the freely engaged old. We live in a world where children are more effective at distributing music than music companies, where the very video we are making now that you are watching is a competitor to the confined and produced consumer product that the movie companies have become. In this world, where we are now no longer merely consumers, but prosumers, producers and sharers of one another's lives and cultures and knowledges, the law of intellectual property is beginning to do real, permanent, and constant harm. It's not that the idea of compensation for those who create was wrong or is wrong. It's that the idea of property as the way to compensate the people who create, exclusive ownership rights, you can't have this unless you pay. These are wrong for the social conditions of 21st century life. 21st century life is about societies making themselves smarter, about using all their brains. From the very beginning of human society, we have thrown away most of the intelligence we created because most brains were never allowed to learn. In the age of the net, we can make it possible for everything of utility and beauty to be possessed by everybody who wants. No one should be deprived of knowledge or of aesthetic gratification. All that is true and all that is beautiful can belong to everyone. In such a world, the perpetuation of ignorance is the beginning of slavery, and it is the law which manufactures the shackles which capitalism is inclined to fasten on us for its profit. This and other products of our conversation, video that you can see following this one, are directed at exploring the idea of a world that has changed its law to meet its technology, that has established justice with respect to what it has established it can do, so that we can share and make and share again improving our lives and the lives of those around us without fear of oppression or censorship or interference from a class of legal restrictions that have outlived their time and that should now be put peacefully away.